The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
It's another hour of What's on Your Mind, live and on location today. We're at the Senex in Watford City with a talk radio town hall every Wednesday for about as long as I can remember. Congressman Kevin Cramer joins us on the program to take your calls, questions, and comments on any and all issues. And they're welcome today at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We also have a live audience here at the Senex location in Watford City. They're asking questions as well, and Congressman Cramer regularly does these Coffee with Cramer events. Any idea how many of these you've done now?
I don't know how many I've done.
It's quite a few.
We've done them in every corner, big towns, small towns, middle of the day, evenings, mornings. We've tried every. And what's interesting about that, by the way, is that it doesn't seem to matter what time of the day I have it. Sort of roughly the same size crowd, maybe different depending on what time you have it. But
and you're going to Lisbon next?
Going to Lisbon next, September 2nd in Lisbon, and I'll get you the details of that before we leave the show today so that people can be prepared for that. Maybe we can get you down there, too.
Love to. Military Academy Day as well coming up in Bismarck. We should tell folks about
that. Yeah, we should. So, you know, one of the privileges of being in Congress is that we get to nominate citizens of, you know, our constituents for, you know, access to, at least they can apply, and we can nominate for the military academy. So the Air Force Academy, Naval Academy, West Point, Merchant Marine Academy. And so we've put together on September 3rd a little, we call it Academy Day, to invite parents and students that have an interest in going to one of the academies, come in sort of an informational meeting. And the event is at from 6 o'clock to 7:30 on September 3rd at the Raymond Bonn Armory in the Bismarck. So basically it's an informational night for potential applicants and their families, and anybody that's interested should come by, regardless of your age. And what we do is the representatives and the delegation will talk about the academic, you know, rigors of it, the physical and leadership aptitude and careers in the military as an officer. But it's a pretty neat deal. And I'll tell you, it's every time I nominate a young person, they go into the academy. We keep close track of them. We have now a couple of years worth of cadets and officers, I should say, in the academies. And we keep track of them. We make them write to us, send us pictures. We post them on our website. It's really, really neat.
Really is. All right, folks, lots of things in the news. Lots of folks here with us today that I'm sure have questions and comments, so we'll get back to it here. And again, if you want to ask questions to listening, you're still welcome, as always, the normal talk radio town hall, to call us at 800-228-0550. We have lots of folks that have joined us here. Derek Franzen, who's the president of the Watford City Chamber of Commerce, our host once a month when we bring our What's in Your Town broadcast to Watford City, is the man with the microphone roving the crowd today with questions for Congressman Cramer. So who's up next up, Derek?
Scott, we got a great community volunteer with us here this morning. Kathy, introduce yourself to the congressman and the radio listener.
Hi, everyone. I'm Kathy Scarda. I am a landowner in McKenzie County, and I'm also running for county commissioner. And I have a quick question. My family has land east of town, and we have been fielding many, many phone calls and requests for putting pipelines across our property. And as they're asking for the ability to put the pipelines on, I guess our greatest concern is not the price or the cost or anything like that of what they're paying us, but it's the reclamation. It's the safety of the pipeline.
Yes.
It's the use or the sometimes they say, oh, you know what, maybe we can, you know, eminent domain. Mm-hmm. You know, this is for the betterment of our state.
Sure.
What is your position on the reclamation and use of eminent domain in our county?
Okay, two really good questions, by the way. And, Kathy, thank you for the question. Thank you for your willingness, by the way, to run for county commissioner. That's, like, harder than mayor. But the thing about pipelines and what you may be talking about, there are two kinds. Of course, there are there are the actual like interstate or transmission pipelines, and then there are the gathering lines, and I'm sure both affect the area a great deal. And if it's a an interstate or a transmission line, of course there are different regulatory jurisdictions, like the Public Service Commission would cite it, things like that. But your point specifically about reclamation, I love, and I'm not surprised by it, because you know, we're people of the land. I always say one of the reasons North Dakota does energy development so well is because of our agrarian roots. Nobody understands stewardship of natural resources better than farmers and ranchers. Nobody. It's also why I often say that, you know, we need less regulation. We just need the natural order of things to work well. So what I would say to you, and if certainly depending on how your election turns out, and I know in talking to officials around here, in the areas where the local government or county government is the jurisdiction, as opposed to, say, a state government where you have the resources, the scientific and environmental resources, I would strongly encourage, and the companies I think will honor this, but strong rules relating to how topsoil is separated, and how subsoil is separated, how it's returned, the productivity of the land after the pipeline's in the ground, and trying to get it to that same level of productivity as it was prior. And there's nothing wrong with demanding that as a landowner, as a condition of allowing them to put a pipeline on your land. And while I know we're in a hurry to build the infrastructure and all those things, and that can sometimes trump common sense, you as a landowner and the county and townships and the state do not have to settle for shoddy reclamation. One of the things, when I was on the Public Service Commission, I carried the pipeline portfolio. I cited the first Keystone pipeline off and tell people, we have done this before, and we've done a lot of it. And one of the things that pipeline companies found out about the North Dakota Public Service Commission is that we're sticklers for reclamation. And that comes from our background as in coal mining and having the oversight of the reclamation of coal mining in our state. Very rigorous rules. So I'm with you on that. With regard to use of eminent domain, I think it should be avoided at nearly every cost. It's far, far better for a company and for a community to get the authority from the landowners. And I've cited enough pipelines to know occasionally it happens, but we didn't, with 600 greenfield landowners in the Keystone Pipeline, not one inch had to be condemned. If you work with landowners, satisfy their concerns, pay the price, if you will, usually you can come to some sort of an agreement. But if you mistreat their land, it gets back to your original issue, then you're going to have a problem. I used to always say, and I told Jim Cramer this from CNBC, I used to always say, if you want to get along with me, get along with the landowner. If you don't get along with the landowner, you're not going to get along well with the people that they elect. That's the way representative government works. So your concerns are legit, but I do think the companies, from time to time it may not feel like it, but if you stand firm and are reasonable, I think they will be as well. It's our land after all, right?
Thanks for the question.
Thanks, Kathy.
Another one over here. That's a good-looking hat there.
One of our county commissioners with us here this morning, Scott. Ricky, introduce yourself to the congressman.
Okay. Rick Lawler's the name, and I am a county commissioner, as he said, running. I'm up this term, so whether or not I'm there again next year or not remains to be seen. But
how badly do you want it?
I like it.
Okay.
Okay, and my question is this. I know that you probably heard this song's been sung lots about shortage of railroad cars,
sure,
of course, for our products. But what is the actual status of the Keystone Pipeline?
Well, Rick, there's a great question. So the status of the Keystone Pipeline is that, of course, there's seems to be almost nobody in America that doesn't want it built except Barack Obama. Unfortunately, it's his signature that's required to permit it to cross the international border. Now, we have passed, as I said earlier, a bill that I helped introduce along with my colleague Lee Terry down in Nebraska. Lee, who, by the way, was up here with me to tour this area about a year ago, a little over a year ago. And so we've approved it in law. It's just that the Senate won't take it up. My personal belief is I'm not very optimistic about its approval anytime soon, because if the president was going to approve it, he would have by now. Every environmental study, and it's, by the way, the most environmentally studied pipeline in the history of the world, every study has said, do it. There's no reason not to do it. Even the EPA, others have said there's no reason not to do it. The State Department says there's no reason not to do it. The problem is that Barack Obama's Hollywood advisors seem to have more clout than his environmental advisors and his energy advisors, and so consequently he doesn't seem to want to do it. I will tell you, if we pass, depending on what happens in this next election, you know, maybe there'd be a change and we can put a little more pressure on him. At the same time, I will tell you in September, we're going to package up a number of bills, including the Northern Route Approval Act, into a package of energy bills. We're going to pass them again in September and package them up in a way that hopefully encourages a little more activity over in the Senate side. Maybe we can get some done. I'm not very optimistic until at least next year. And if the president doesn't want to do it, we'll have to do it 2 years after that. But tying it to the railroad issue is right on point. The railroad backlog could easily be fixed over time if we build more pipelines.
All right, we'll take a short break. Back with more from the Senex in Watford City. We're live on location talk. Radio Town Hall is taking place. Coffee with Kramer event as well. And questions and comments welcome not only from the folks here, and we have lots of questions, lots of folks also on the phone. So pick up the phone and call us, 800-228-0550. This is What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCover. Featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Clean never sleeps. Not at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Stanley, North Dakota on the truck bypass just south of the Pinnacle there. Megan's on the phone. What does 24/7 service mean for truckers, Megan?
Yeah, absolutely. We are open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Our shortest wait times are during the evenings, anytime after 8 p.m. and anytime before 8 a.m. is the best time to come and get your truck washed.
All right, so no waiting, 24/7, no appointments necessary. Just come on in and they'll get you in line at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
City with the Talk Radio Town Hall today. Congressman Kevin Kramer is here. Let's get a couple calls on the air, and we have some other folks waiting to weigh in here as well. Kurt in Bismarck had a question on reclamation and highway issues. Go ahead, Kurt. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, Kurt.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm well, thank you. How are you? Thank you.
My question is this, Kevin. I attended a meeting last night with about 15, 20 ranchers that live up in this area. And we're having one heck of a time with the fencing project that the state did on this Highway 22 project. We got cattle all over the place. Mm-hmm. But just on my place alone, I got a stretch. There's stretches where there's as much to a quarter of a mile where the fences aren't put up. Wherever they were tough, they just went around or didn't do them. This is a major problem. Just in the last week, we've had at least 6 accidents up here where people hitting livestock, and we absolutely cannot get anybody to. They point the fingers at the contractor. The state does. The contractor turns around and points the finger at the state. This has been going on for 2 years now. I don't know how many wrecks and livestock have been killed. I couldn't believe when they run into a tough spot, they just put what's called a zipper in it. And it's ridiculous. Along this Highway 22 has got to be one of the most dangerous roads in America. Can you give me any suggestion how I can get some reaction out of the state of North Dakota or whoever was handling this project?
Well, I think asking me the question on the radio is a good start. Kurt, I bet that never crossed your mind.
And the reason is we just had 2 major accidents up here, people hitting livestock, and people were hurt badly.
I'm quite perplexed by it, Kurt, myself. Just hearing you describe it, because what I don't understand is, and I would say, just my instinct, and given my background on the commission stuff, and I don't know who the contractor is, and I hate to say without knowing everything.
But I won't say it over the air.
It sounds to me like, frankly, a contractor issue. It sounds like somebody taking shortcuts, and whether it's a state-funded project or county or whatever the case might be, I guess in this case it would be state, it seems to me they ought to be disciplining them a little bit and requiring more, because I don't see how it benefits even the contractor, though, to have unsafe construction situations, having people getting hurt. At the end of the day, the incentive ought to always be to do things the safest way possible. So I need to know more about it, Kurt, but that's my initial instinct. I'm going to call the state highway department, though, when I get off here and head back to and check up on it and see what's going on.
By the way, we haven't forgotten about yesterday. We had a lot of questions about the sandbar being cut off as well, south of Sibley Park there, and some concerns there. I think it's a game and fish issue, but I want to let folks know we're still tracking that one down, because we enjoy getting calls like that and challenges, and you can check out 22, and I'll check out the sandbar.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Kurt. I'm very curious about your situation.
Cameron in Minot for Congressman Kevin Cramer at 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Cameron.
Yeah, I was just wondering, give Cramer a chance to reconcile this observation, but it seems like he's speaking out of both sides of his mouth when he talks about energy independence in one breath, and then the breath later talks about championing exports, which draw down our reserves and drive up prices here at home. I mean, it's good for the Cook brothers, but those of us struggling to pay our heating bills and fill our tanks, well, we're getting kicked to the curb there.
See, so Cameron, let me explain this to you one more time. I said I don't really support the term independence. I prefer energy security. Energy security is very different, in my view, from energy independence. And the ability to export has a couple of tremendous benefits. First of all, if we don't export our natural gas, if we rely solely on a domestic market, you will not have an incentive to develop natural gas, which will drive up the price of natural gas. Anytime you're part of the global marketplace, as long as you have the product to do it with, you're going to benefit not only the people that get good-paying jobs producing it, good-paying jobs building the infrastructure, good-paying jobs transporting it, but you also then are part of the global marketplace, and you increase your influence in the world. And I would rather, quite frankly, send oil and natural gas and other commodities into the global marketplace than sending soldiers to die in the Middle East. So that's what I'm talking about when I say energy security.
It sounds really contrary to reality when you suggest that corporations are backing these bills to improve and get exports going on so that their profits will be lower.
You're confusing profits now with consumer price. Very different things. Very different things. And this is the understanding of the global marketplace. So let's take oil as another example. Locking in oil.
The place.
So locking up,
the marketplace is all about shipping it to the place with the highest price, isn't it?
No, not necessarily, because you have to remember that it flattens. When you play in a bigger market, you flatten price. But you also provide more volume and opportunity for more of the product to be produced. So profits don't just come from price. You can see, in fact, to make your point even further, if you can find the market of opportunity for the seller of a product, he has to raise the price. But if you open up the market to many more people, anytime you produce more of something, you make more profit on volume, and it lowers price for consumers. That's the beauty of more and open markets.
Cameron, appreciate the call. We're going to keep rolling. It was a good question, and another one in the audience here. Derek, who have you got?
We've got one of our volunteer firemen and a local rancher with us. Introduce yourself to the public and the congressman.
Howdy, Lawler from Watford City here. Nice, and I'm just asking, as a volunteer fireman, is there a way that we can get more grant money to, supply our, upgrade our equipment to deal with our infrastructure that's out here and take care of the developments that are going on? Are you guys going to look at trying to push money to the smaller communities to keep up with our infrastructure so we can do a better job?
Sure. Is there any federal programs?
Sure. Okay, so I understand, and I think, first of all, you know, there are more state programs, certainly, for these kinds of things than federal. So that's probably really where the money is and where there would be more opportunity. On the federal level, I'd have to do a little looking. But one of the federal issues that's being raised quite a bit right now in the context of what's going on in Ferguson, Missouri, is a program called 1033. And 1033 allows the federal government to take their excess, if you will, surplus properties. In the case of Ferguson, it came up because they were talking about firearms. But in the larger case, it's things like emergency equipment, medical equipment, things as fundamental as fire trucks and Humvees and whatnot. And it's a really good program. It allows the federal government, which buys things in bulk, and sometimes, you know, gets maybe newer equipment, to make things available at a much discounted price to state and local governments. And emergency vehicles actually are one of the bigger products that come out of the surplus. So that's one program I'm familiar with. But in all honesty, Mr. Lawler, I'm not familiar with other specific. But we'll try to get an answer for you maybe before the end of the show. And if not, of course, Scott is always next week. And thanks, by the way, for being a volunteer fireman, because with what you guys are dealing with out here, it's clear that you probably spend a lot of time being a fireman and less time being a rancher, given what's going on. So I appreciate your commitment to that level of service.
Great crowd at the Watford City Senex joining us today for a Talk Radio Town Hall, and more of your calls welcome. Got a call, a question about the VA coming in from Detroit Lakes. We'll get to that on the phones at 800-228-0550. Otherwise, welcome the questions from the audience here. Another two segments to go. I think all of Watford City's here, except my buddy Fred out of Patriot Fuels. Must be too busy out there between Alexander and Arnegard to make it today. But, Fred, glad you're listening. Thanks.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Do you love jerky? You tired of the same old gas station and grocery store stuff? Have I got a website for you. MeatTaffy.com. That's right, MeatTaffy.com. I love that name. What it is a bunch of guys with a jerky addiction got tired of the same old stuff and said, you know what, let's go find the good stuff. I mean, premium guy candy. MeatTaffy. So they searched all across the USA and found folks out there in smokehouses and tiny meat shops and little independent supermarkets making some of the best jerky ever. And now we have a one-stop shop for all that great jerky. And if you go to MeatTaffy.com, it's what you're going to find. The best. I'm looking at a couple right now. Premium six packs of thin cut meat taffy straight from the heart of Kentucky. Fantastic. Or a Bayou blend. It's a Cajun inspired pack of jerky that was born in the Bayou. Really good. High quality, hard to get, but easy to love. Meat taffy. Made easy at meattaffy.com. Go to the website. They'll ship it to you wherever you are. Meattaffy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
What's on your mind? The Northern Plains' most listened to radio show. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hinnon, along with Todd Mitchell, back manning the microphones, back from vacation. And tomorrow I'm going back to school, Todd. You know that? Remember the Rodney Dangerfield movie, Back to School? I am doing it. I'm going back to school tomorrow, and you're going to hear it live on the radio. So actually, it's the first day of school for our kids, and so I'm a travel maniac lately, so I thought I'm going to be home for the first day of school and embarrass the daylights out of my kids by bringing the radio show right to their school. So
there you go.
What do you think?
Depends on how you want things to go at home. It's up to you.
I told Haley last night, our youngest, who's a fifth grader, I said, here's the deal. I'm going to sit right in the entrance of school. I'm going to go, I'm Haley's dad. I'm Haley's dad. She said, Dad, if you do that, I'm never talking to you again. So
that,
what do you think?
I think it depends on how badly you want to talk to Haley.
Yeah, anyway, so we're going to do that. We're also going to celebrate Catholic education, something I'm very fond of. Full disclosure, love it. Our kids go to John Paul II schools, and you know they're building Catholic schools in North Dakota right now.
They sure
school are. Under construction in West Fargo, one under consideration in Watford City. You know, the schools, of course, in Dickinson and Bismarck and the John Paul II schools in Fargo are doing quite well. So looking forward to that conversation. Friday, we're in Kenmare for another of our What's in Your Town stops on What's on Your Mind. So lots to come.
I also wanted to just take a minute to, we did announce last week funding by USDA, a grant by USDA to the Golden Valley Fire Department for a new fire truck. They built a new fire truck, or bought a new fire truck with a grant from USDA. So there are some grant dollars, and we'll keep trying to push them your way.
All right. So we got the answer there. And, Derek, another question from our audience here on location, by the way. Two ways to ask your questions to Congressman Kramer. Call us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or with the folks here at the Watford City Senex at the Coffee with Kramer, asking questions here as well, which we appreciate. Who's next?
Scott, we got a good chamber member with us this morning, Craig Nelson with Nelson Contracting. Craig's got a question for the congressman.
Kevin, what can you do, what can we do to choke back the avalanche of rules and regulations and taxes, I guess on the federal level, that are just choking us?
One of the things I always say in Washington is it'd be easy to grow the nation's economy the way we do in North Dakota's. Just turn it over to North Dakota. Because we have a legal, regulatory, and tax, you know, regime in North Dakota that's conducive to development and production. But you have to be able to trust landowners and, you know, things, common sense, like we have an abundance here and there's a lack of it in a lot of other places. I understand that. But you know that I just was looking up here that you talk about the burdensome rules. A lot of people think that Washington's in gridlock and consequently we haven't done anything for a long time. I want you to know that between 2012 and 2013, the number of pages in the Federal Register devoted to final rules, these are administrative rules, rose by 7% from, now this is almost, you almost choke on a number like this. These are the number of pages. So in 2012, it was 24,690 pages dedicated to final rules. 2013, it went to a record high of 26,417. And you hear the president always saying, "Well, I haven't initiated any more executive orders than any other previous president." He set a world record last year with 26,417 rules, and they are rules that include things like the Endangered Species Act. And by the way, we haven't even begun to talk about the legal regime, which we passed a number of bills in the House. Again, they're stranded in Harry Reid's desk in the Senate to deal with litigation reform. Because what the friendlies have figured out about 5 years ago was that if they weren't getting satisfaction from the Fish and Wildlife Service and the normal process of putting a critter on the endangered species list, they could sue. They could get some group of lawyers, get the Sierra Club and others, and go sue the administration, their friends in the administration, to get critters on the endangered species list. They do it in a friendly courtroom. This is why the president and the Democrats in the Senate wanted so badly to flood the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals with liberal judges, and why they implemented, for the first time in 240 years, the nuclear option, so that it would take a simple majority rather than 60 senators to approve a judge. So on top of 27,000 pages of rules, you have this over 500 lawsuits against the federal government in the last 5 years to put animals and critters on the endangered species list to shut down ranching, development, oil and gas, and it's by the way, then what they do is they settle, because they're friendly. Remember, they're suing each other. They settle, and then the part of the settlement is you pay the legal fees, not only the government side, but you also pay the plaintiff side, so the taxpayers are stuck with that bill as well.
That legislation that you've co-sponsored that would disarm some of the federal regulatory agencies, is that any relief in that for Craig?
Well, it's a great it's somewhat related, because so Craig's concerned about the rules that are making it more expensive. I mean, the price per mile for doing a road in and around Watford City has gone from $1 million a mile to $5 million a mile. Now, some of that's market-driven, we understand that, but a lot of it has to do with the rules and the regulations that the contractors and the government themselves have to go along with. But in addition to that, one of the issues that's really become problematic for a lot of people is the fact that these regulatory agencies, as a result of legislation in 2002, they have arrest authority, and they carry sidearms, and then they carry machine guns, and now they're getting Humvees, and they're getting steel-plated armor, and we have militarized every federal agency. I mean, the Office of Inspector General, every agency, it basically has police powers.
Has somebody called about Dickinson getting a tank recently? Do you know that?
I don't know that one specifically, but I suppose it's possible. So I'm a co-sponsor of a bill I think it was my friend, a friend from Utah, that Chris Stewart that introduced, to demilitarize our regulatory agency. So on top of the overreach, you now have them almost like a quasi military force, and that's just not proper. In my view, that would be like giving the tax commissioner of North Dakota as auditors guns and badges so they can arrest you if they find something in your tax returns that they don't like.
Great question, Craig. Appreciate it. We're going to take one off the phone here. Richard in Fargo and Dean Arnegard waiting, and then others waiting here as well. Richard, you're up with Congressman Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall today.
Hey, speaking of rules and regulations, sometime within the last few years, Obama signed a thing to the DOT that where truck drivers, if they have a certain body weight ratio, they have to do sleep studies. And what it is they're seeing if you're getting enough sleep at night so you're not falling asleep on the road. But I've yet to hear of anybody that's passed this sleep study test. And if you don't pass it, you have to get oxygen machines. I think it's called a CPAP machine, where you have to wear this at night and they monitor it. Well, you can't sleep when you got a mask and a bunch of tubes hanging on your face. I guess what I'm saying is a lot of truck drivers are losing their license because of non-compliance to this. A, because you're not going to pass the sleep study. B, you can't afford the machine and the sleep study. And are you ready for this? Obamacare doesn't cover it. There's a shock.
Yeah,
so
I'm
just wondering what your thoughts are, because I think it's bogus science, and I think a lot of good people are losing their jobs and their income because of this bogus science. Just wondering what your thoughts are on it.
Well, I'm not intimately familiar with all the details you've just given, but you clearly are. I am familiar with sort of the overreach of, I shouldn't call it overreach, I guess the FMCA, the Federal Motor Carrier Administration, which has jurisdiction over these types of issues, has been a group that we've tried to work hard on, and we've passed legislation to get them to lighten up on some of their rules regarding sleep deprivation, because as you know, in the oil patch, most of the time spent in a truck cab is spent waiting, not driving. And when you have the type of problems that we already have, the challenges we already have, it seems crazy to have, you know, to have truck drivers have to, you know, change drivers or change trucks when you haven't even loaded yet. So that's one area that we've tried to provide some relief in. With regard to what you've just suggested, this is always dangerous, and I have these guys that listen to me go, oh my gosh, there he goes thinking out loud again. I wonder if we'll look into this specifically, but I actually sit on the Science, Space, and Technology Committee. I'm vice chairman of the Oversight Committee. This might be worth a hearing on, just to get some experts in. To me, when you describe what you just described, it sounds crazy, but then crazy is sort of normal in Washington, and common sense is the most elusive characteristic. And so the idea that somehow you could test this accurately, the way you've described it, you know, I understand if you are suffering from some sort of sleep deprivation or something like that, that there are tests you can do. But to test people as a condition of the job seems to default the wrong direction.
At your own expense, by the way.
Oh, yeah, certainly.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah. But let's check into that, and I might even follow up on a possible hearing in the
science
community.
We get a lot of calls about it, so that'd be good. D in Arnegard, you're next listening on KTGO. Go.
Yeah, question for you there, Congressman. Why is it that when y'all used to sit on all these committees, they used to spend months, if not years, debating the difference between will and shall on some of these rule changes, and now all of a sudden the agencies can just willy-nilly go out and throw a new reg out there without Congress's approval?
Yeah.
Y'all used to have an ability to rein this stuff in on the spot.
Yeah.
And it's like, what in the hell happened?
Yeah, great question, Dee. It's a great civics question, really. So I don't think anything's changed in terms of Congress's either ability or their diligence in terms of the passing of the laws. What has
changed? Well, apparently it has, because you haven't stopped any of this.
No. Here's what has changed is that the bureaucracy has gotten to that mass volume to the point where they've taken over, which they could have done before, but just didn't, because you didn't have this bigger bureaucracy. You didn't have the type of bureaucracy we have today. So now, that's exactly the point. So we've cut the budgets of a lot of these regulatory agencies, especially the EPA, by a lot. I mean a lot in the last 3 years.
How about 10%?
Well, probably more like, you know, in the case of the EPA, I think the most recent one was like 17% just in the last year. The problem is... Amen. The problem is, I actually, after Natural Resources Committee, I had a reporter, a national reporter, follow me up. He said, you're advocating cutting these budgets all the time for these regulatory agencies. Isn't that going to mean it's just going to take them longer to do their permitting process? And I said, you misunderstand. I don't want to just cut their budget and their workforce. I want to cut their workload. So we need to actually dig in deeper, into their actual regulations themselves and start passing bills that are more narrowly focused and not giving them as much authority as they have. So you raised a very good point, and we just need to keep at it.
The bottom line is, he says, keep cutting.
Keep cutting. Yeah. I'm all for
so
that.
So you have your marching orders from your constituents there,
like
right?
It. My
golly.
I like it.
Thank you, Dee. Appreciate that call. All right, we'll take our last break and come back with some more folks that have joined us at the Senex in Watford City. Let's give Congressman Kramer a hand for being here today. This is kind of cool.
It's fun to be here.
Yeah, nice crowd on hand. We're having a great time. We'll continue with more after this short timeout. What's on your mind? Tell us.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
At this time of year, soybean fields need to be scouted for increasing soybean aphid populations. Soybean aphids are found on the underside of leaves in the upper trifoliate. The economic threshold for soybean aphids is 250 aphids per plant on 80% or more of the plant. Scout fields from the late vegetative to the R5 growth stage. NDSU Extension Entomology does not recommend a tank mix application of glyphosate and insecticide if soybean aphid numbers are not at an economic threshold. Applying insecticides too early to control soybean aphids may result in a reinvasion of aphids, which would require a second insecticide application. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
It's our final segment of the Talk Radio Town Hall and the Coffee with Kramer. Combine the two events, and by the way, for your calendar, folks down in Lisbon, North Dakota, that's some beautiful country. Opposite corner of the state from here, but Mark, down in Lisbon, what's the date you'll be in Lisbon for a Coffee with Kramer event again?
It is September 2nd, and I'm going to tell you exactly everything all about it right now. It is Tuesday, September 2nd at 3 p.m., at, how am I going to say, the Hordenates at Maine at Coffee with Cream. There you go. 3 o'clock, Hordenates, September 2nd in Lisbon.
Mark it on your
close
calendar.
Close to Kindred, you know.
It is indeed.
Yeah.
Your hometown of Kindred, North Dakota.
That's it. Home of the Vikings.
Exactly right. Derek.
They still talk Norwegian at the post office.
Here's the guy. Looks
kind of like Watford City mayor.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
still a couple of Norwegians running around here.
Just a few.
Derek, take it away.
Hanging with us still this morning is the great mayor of Watford City, Brent Sanford. Brent's got a question for you, Congressman.
Thought I could get by without the tough one.
Yeah, here I am again. Sorry. trying to get my mind focused federally instead of statewide for, sure. for funding and such. But basically, Highway 85 is our lifeblood, and we drove on it today in our tour. And knowing that there's a new federal highway funding bill needing to be put in place before May,
yes.
I'd like some of your thoughts on what creative solutions there might be out there to help with the deficits we have in the highway funding and to continue Roosevelt Expressway south to Belle yes. Fouche from Watford City and complete the four-lane infrastructure we so badly need.
Well, I'm very committed to the to that four-laning. Your friend Cal Cluin is in my office about three times a year at least, and tries to sit by me on the airplane if he can on his way out there. And so I get it all. And I'm chairman of the Northern Borders Caucus, which is helpful because these trade corridors and the things that really move product across our borders is a helpful piece in making the case specifically for corridors like the Roosevelt one. So that's that part, you know, we're committed to. With regard to the broader question, it's a big question. Scott, we've dedicated some time to on the show. You're right. We did do a patch to maintain road highway funding until May of next year, but we have got to commit ourselves to a 5 or 6 year long-term funding formula going forward so we can create the certainty and, frankly, increase the fund because it's, you know, it's depleted for a number of reasons, not the least of which is the costs, you know, that are going up on a construction of highways. Raising the gas tax is a tough sell. The president opposes it. You know, most of my colleagues oppose it. You know, I think Americans largely oppose it, but I don't think we've had a good discussion about it either, and I think we need to have that. I favor another formula that involves freeing up federal resources. According to the Institute for Energy Research, the federal government owns $123 trillion worth of oil and gas under its federal lands, offshore, and that's, you know, I shudder to think what the federal government would do if they actually got that much
money. Say that one more time.
I know it's a hard number to believe. 123 with a T, trillion dollars.
The federal government.
Oil and gas. The federal government. The taxpayers of the United States own that much oil and gas.
Remind me how much our federal debt is.
It's hard to keep track, but it's about $17.5 trillion. No, but We don't want to get 123. We just want a few trillion every now and then.
15%, you don't have a federal debt.
I hear you. But anyway, but with regard to highways, I think there's a strong enough connection, and I think it's more than plausible to make the argument that we could use the royalties and the revenue generated from more safe, reliable, responsible development of our federal lands and offshore and dedicate some of those funds to rebuilding the Highway Trust Fund. And that way, I don't think you'd get any argument from industry. I don't think you'd get any argument from taxpayers, from transportation companies or anything else. That's what I believe we ought to be doing. I'm going to be working very hard toward that end. There's some other formulas that include things like repatriating foreign profits of American companies that are stranded as a result of our screwed-up tax code. But those are sort of one-time deals. I think we could have a sustainable trust fund by combining the traditional formula of gas tax, fuel tax, use taxes, along with more robust development on federal lands.
If look at that.
He gave me a thumbs up. I just
did he?
Yeah.
The mayor
was on TV.
Yeah, Brent Sanford, the mayor of Watford City, just gave you a thumbs up.
Yeah.
As in good answer. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Phew. First one today.
Have you been by the lot, S&S Motors? See my new pickup?
No, I did. I saw it. Yeah,
yeah. I bought a truck from Brett.
He did tell me they needed a car wash real bad in town, and I agree. Got in the truck. But anyway, I saw it. Yeah, I can see why he's got a lot of time to be mayor.
Busy guy. All right, one more quick question. Only a minute left.
Line up of people that wanted to see him out there.
Okay, let's roll that. One more quick question.
Good morning. This question is for Congressman Kramer. Just kind of curious, what do you think the likelihood is that the Republicans, presuming they'll take control in the next election, would unravel Obamacare?
Great question. So if the Republicans get the Senate as well, what's the likelihood we'll unravel Obamacare? We will tackle it head on in a big way. Remember, the president's still in the Oval Office for two more years. It's unlikely he would that he would sign a bill that actually repeals it, but we may take a swing at that first, and then I think we have to start picking at it one piece at a time, including some of the, you know, some of the taxes as well as some of the burdens. We'd like to sort of open up state lines for competitive insurance. We would,
you know, certainly like to make better use of savings accounts and incent people. We want people to stay healthy, be incented to stay healthy. There's a lot of things we can do, and it'll be one of the high priorities if we get the Senate.
Wow, this was fun. Thank you.
It was great. I love the Senate station in Watford City, I'll tell you.
Talk Radio Town Hall every Wednesday with Congressman Kevin Cramer. We're out of time. I'm going back to school tomorrow, folks. You won't want to miss that program. Friday in Kenmare with What's in Your Town in our tour from Watford City in the Senex. Thanks for listening. God bless you. Bye-bye.
In the radio business, the fuel that keeps this vehicle going down the road is radio advertising. And we have some great sponsors who we very much appreciate, and that includes our good folks at Border Plains Ag Equipment, Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana. Just travel Highway 2, and you're going to find one of the great locations and some great folks. Roger Gelstead and his crew, his son Ryan, all of them, they're just some wonderful, wonderful people, and we really appreciate their support over the years. I stopped in the other day to see Ryan. He tells me about an incredible deal right now that is for a limited time, so you need to hurry. Case IH Combines, any used combine on any of the lots, 3 years, 0% financing. You don't pay a penny in financing for 3 years, plus there's more, a two-year or 500-hour powertrain warranty. Folks, that's on every Case IH used combine at Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, and Glasgow, Montana. Find them on Highway 2, Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana 2, for a great deal on Case IH combines. And tell them Scott sent you.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.